Our 98Q Coaches Show continues. We're going to play the presser that Coach LaFleur had with the Packers yesterday after our visit with Steve Precor. Sorry, Steve. Sorry to do that to you. Steve.
No worries. I've had that my entire life.
Steve, who was the head coach of the Phillips Logger football team. All right, we have Price County rivalry going on Friday night. That's always fun. You guys able to get the win, and you did what you did, Coach Precor. You ran the ball, and you had success, and pretty much not early. It was a close game a little bit early, but we're able to open it up and take control, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a close game early. We didn't start as fast as we would like to start, but Prentice took it to us in the first drive. It's kind of fun. There's a lot of excitement there, and they keep getting better from week to week. But we gave up an early drive, and fortunately worked our way back. And at one point in the game, I mean, we just overwhelmed them with they just got tired.
Yeah, well, they didn't throw many passes the entire game, but they threw a touchdown pass in that first drive for you. Did they do anything surprising that first drive, or was it just execution for them that made the difference?
They executed. They did catch a pass on a tipped ball that was real close to being interception. It's one of those exciting plays where our defensive back could have made a great play, or it gets deflected and they make a great play, which took them down to the 4 or 5 yard line. We had a nice little stand, and then on a third and goal from the 10, they threw a nice little touchdown pass to Will Geiger, which it was a nice throw, a nice catch, well executed.
Yeah, you were able to get a lot of different players' touches. I think 9 different players on your squad had a chance to touch the ball, and Dulaski with over 100 yards in rushing. So you had to be happy being able to spread it out a little bit and give kids a chance to run the ball a little bit.
Yeah, we were. Once we were able to we stole some possessions with some onside kicks that bounced our way, and we recovered. And once we got a lead, we were able to get our younger kids some time to play and get some live action reps under the lights on a Friday, which is boosts your team for the next week in the future.
Do you think that onside kick is easier in 8-man than 11, or is it basically the same type of execution?
I think it's a little bit easier. There's a little more space, but the execution's similar. What I think it's really hard to defend a deep kick. There's enough space, and there's some creases that happen, and we get the ball on the 50. If we kick an onside kick or the 45, or we give them the ball on the 45 if we kick it deep, and then I'm holding my breath. So I think it's a little bit easier, but ultimately for us, it ends up being a horse apiece where they get the ball if we get it, if we recover it or we don't.
Yeah, and your defense has been strong enough where you still feel pretty good, even if you give up that midfield position, right?
Yes, absolutely. And like Tony was saying, sometimes a 10-yard play later on in the game becomes a 40-yard play. So, if we give them the ball on the 45 and they break that play, it's going to be a 60-yard touchdown or a 40-yard touchdown. So, yeah. But we do feel our defense is strong enough to put us in a good situation.
Yeah, nice win for your squad to go 3-0 in conference play. Not only got a nice game in on Friday night, but kind of at the last minute, things shuffled around. And got to play Shawamigan in a good competitive JV game last night, too.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. I was so glad that it worked out in our favor. It was a scramble. I'm glad our kids were willing to make a quick shift, and our parents were able to make it up. We ended up getting the kids up there in three minivans. So it was kind of like going back to fourth, fifth grade football when you show up in a minivan. But anyway, I'm happy that Darren and Mike worked really hard to get this game for us. And then on the field, it was just a fun back-and-forth football game. Yeah. You get to see the future of the rivalry is going to grow, and it's going to be very competitive.
Yeah. Well, this Friday night doesn't get much better than this. You guys are 3-0. Flambeau comes in 2-1. They're a very strong team this year. Not only playing for at least a share of the conference lead, possibly, but your link, of course, to Flambeau with your relations there in relation to Jimmy Letter and such like that. This is going to be a fun night. fun night for you guys.
This is going to be a fun night. For me personally, I mean, get to coach against Coach Rail, who I've worked camps with and stuff for a long time. They're a great coaching group over there. Like I know Coach Morgan said, they have a great football tradition. And you can see it with their youth night that they had this past weekend. It's going to be an exciting game. They're very similar in philosophy to us. They like to run the football. They run a very similar offense to us. So it's going to be a smash mouth, who makes the first mistake type football game. So, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now that they're not, your relatives aren't going to trash talk you, are they? Are they going to wait till the family reunion maybe to do that? They won't do that on Friday night, will they?
I don't think they'll do that on Friday night. I'm hoping they cheer for me.
Well, I think that might be a stretch, Coach. It's a fun when you have the rivalry like that. And even better when you have a couple of teams who are pretty good. I mean, both of you have a legitimate argument along with Hurley to win this conference.
We do, and it's fun to play in a good competitive football game, and just the competitive juices. Everything's flowing, and it's kind of that chess match that we get to play against the other coach and the other players, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Flambeau and Phillips Friday night. That'll be 7 o'clock. In Phillips, so we'll get that game going right at 7. I don't think we're sharing any refs this week, so we should be good to go right away. That was kind of tough this past the week that you had to lay. That's very difficult to have to wait that long on a game that you thought was going to start at a certain time, then it starts over an hour later, Coach.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost like a weather delay, right? You have everybody ready to go. You kind of have a schedule. They're used to it, and you want to keep ramping things up at that 7:30 kickoff. We're ready to go, and then we had to back them off and ultimately stretch them twice, do specialists twice. Makes it kind of difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
And to get locked back into that headspace that the kids want to be in when they're playing it.
Playing
a physical football game.
All right, should be a fun one Friday night, Coach. Good luck to you and the Loggers, and we look forward to bringing the game to folks right here on 98Q. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
Yep, Coach Steve Precourt, head coach of the Phillips Loggers. Big game, Flambeau Friday night, conference implications there. Hurley's there 3-0, and Riblake, you know, I'm going to leave them out there 2-1 also. So a key game if Flambeau or Phillips have dreams of winning the conference championship. Thank you to Coach Precourt for joining us.